Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we have the great privilege to speak to Christina Ramos, as the Director of TRIO Student Support Services since 2015. The program serves first-generation college students, students who meet the U.S. Department of Education's income guidelines, and students who have a documented disability. Christina recently married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And her surname will soon be Nader.
Yes.
Well, you got to be happy about that.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Now, we use some terms, first-gen student, and I know not everybody's familiar with that vernacular. What is a first-gen student?
Yeah. Well, the general term for a first-generation college student is a student who neither parents graduated from a four-year institution.
And so at HBU, how many of our students would be first-gen?
That is a great question, and I should definitely know the specific number. I would say that definitely over 50%.
Over 50%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all the more how important your program is. So
absolutely.
TRIO Student Support Services has been here since 2015, and it is funded by the U.S. Department of Education?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so explain all of that funding and what goes involved in that.
Yeah, so TRIO is actually a set of eight different programs, and the eight programs serve as a pipeline to get this specific demographic of students through the educational pipeline. They start as early as with talent search. Educational talent search is one of the eight TRIO programs, and they serve middle school students who want to eventually go to college. And so from educational talent search, there might be Upward Bound involved. And then after Upward Bound, there's student support services. And so we, as a set of eight programs, started with just one in the 1960s. And so we've built from that model to make sure that we're serving anywhere from, like I said, middle school students to actually adults wanting to come back to acquire their four-year education if they hadn't previously.
And so when you use the term we, you're referring to the government, I assume. Are you, do you work for HBU, or you work for the United States Department of Education, or is it a synergy? What is it?
The answer is yes. So I work for all parties involved. I am an HBU staff member. HBU has acquired the grant from the Department of Education. And when I say we, I definitely refer to the HBU community, and I also refer to the TRIO community, because we have processes and organizations in place as a TRIO community so that we are supporting our students well and so that we are supporting our staff well in that process.
Now, in past podcasts, we've talked about how essential and how important an education is.
Mm-hmm.
To a person in their future.
Yeah.
There's the occasional Bill Gates dropout, Steve Jobs dropout, but they're few and far between.
Right.
Without an education, what does a student face as far as future?
Gosh, well, there's a lot of answers to that question, and I think that it just depends, right, on the student's background, on the student's family, on the student's circumstances. But I think that we can see in research what happens to students in this demographic. So first-generation college students, students with a documented disability, or students who have demonstrated financial need as determined by their FAFSA that they have filled out. And so what I can tell you what happens to them once they have decided to go to school and they graduate from a four-year institution, their lives totally change, their life trajectory from career prospects to earnings. And then it's a trickle-down effect, if you will, to the family. So they also affect experientially, like their family circumstances. If there are students who first in their family to graduate from college, then their siblings, whether older or younger, say like, hey, maybe that can be me too. And in that way, it affects, like I see it as like generation, the beginning of generational blessings for a family.
Yeah, I like that term, mm-hmm. generational blessings. Now, Christina, how did you get involved in TRIO Student Support Services mm-hmm. at HBU?
Great question. So my career has always been around this topic of access and success for especially like a specific demographic of students. And so I've been in and out of higher ed. I came from the nonprofit sector and into, again, the higher ed experience. I've previously worked at a different institution. And HBU just had this, in the position almost like landed in my lap. It was a calling from the Lord who said, it's time to go back in essence to your roots, and then being Christian, to like be surrounded by brothers and sisters in Christ who have the same focus and the same purpose as me.
You know, a student is not alone mm-hmm. at HBU, are they?
No, not at all.
And so how does the support services, and there are many mm-hmm. in TRIO for an HBU student, how does a student become aware of those so that is it in the applicatory process mm-hmm. or is it after they're admitted? When and how do they become cognizant of them? And then how does it help them?
Yeah, well, I think that those are two different questions. And so the support is there from day one that they decide I'm going to apply to HBU. And so that is all thanks to our admissions team who do a really great job. And admissions, in essence, will like hand them off to us on campus, student success, for example. We work with student life. It's a very collaborative environment in a unique way that I've never seen before. And so the question about when does a student become aware of it, we try to make them aware of it at the same time that we're providing it for them. So yes, we'd love for them to be aware of it from day one. But along the way, we will communicate to them the services that are provided to them, just depending on what it is, you know, that they're looking for, the demographic which within that they fit in, but also like their ultimate goals. And so, for example, with TRIO, we are funded to serve 140 students. So it's a very small cohort within the HBU community. And we like to say in TRIO that we serve 140 different students. So we have 140 different ways to pursue success because it's a very individualized support, what we provide to the student here, whether within or outside of TRIO.
And given that individual support, I mean, what is the cadre of support? I mean, is it a phone call? Is it helping them navigate through a challenging academic course? Mm-hmm. Is it a kid feeling socially alienated? What are all of it?
Yeah, well, there's just so many layers to it, thankfully, because that is the kind of care that we want to provide to students. And so I can tell you the TRIO experience, but I also know that there's a variety of experiences that a student might have here at HBU. And so also the answer is yes. In every area, a student that wants the support will have it. And so that's another thing that we say in TRIO is that, you know, if a student, for example, is in TRIO and is doing every single, like going to every one of our events, going to every single one of our workshops, doing everything, you know, taking advantage of every single resource that we provide, then they're actually probably not being successful because our program and our university is set up to where the student along with, for example, a success coach in their first year, or if they're in TRIO for the 4 years that they're at HBU, gets to identify their own version of success. So what do they want to do for a career? It's going to be very different if they're a media arts major or if they're pre-med, right? Just different trajectories. And so to answer your question about, you know, social versus academic, yes, in both ways, just the way that we would go about it would be different. And so if a student is seeking social support, that's why the collaborations exist. If a student comes to one of the success coaches in TRIO and says, I want to get more involved, I haven't made any friends, you know, that's kind of hard to do in new environments as you navigate the world, we say, okay, well then are you interested in service? Are you interested in missions? Are you interested in fraternity sorority life? And so that's when we work with student life and with student involvement and to get them plugged into the right area where they're interested. And on the academic piece, it's just such a wide variety of opportunities for the students. So we have a very strong collaborative relationship with the Academic Success Center. We're in the same department. And so it's very easy. And it's also there's a lot of joy in getting to work with peers to be able to provide better support to the students. And so we would recommend if a student is, for example, struggling in a class and, you know, okay, at this point, right, we're towards the end of the semester, I just want to make a C, like, okay, well, then let's set you up for tutoring. And likewise, if a student is a high-performing student off the bat and is looking, you know, between a B+, A-, but really wants to secure that strong A, then we say, like, okay, then tutoring is also for you. It's just that the tutor is going to work with you a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking to Christina Ramos, who is the director of the TRIO Student Support Services at Houston Baptist University. And the program serves first-generation college students and students who meet the U.S. Department of Education's income guidelines, as well as other documented disabilities. Let's talk about those with documented disabilities. Mm-hmm. What kind of challenges have some kids had or do they have that maybe made the thought of college difficult, where TRIO stepped in and said, no, there's a bridge here, there's an opportunity?
Yeah. Well, it's like our work within TRIO, and I think that this can translate throughout higher ed, so throughout every area of HBU, it's just like so beautifully like layered and like in a good way complicated. And so again, like specific to the individual, just depending on if, for example, we're talking with students with a documented disability, they're going to have a wide range of needs, just like a student that doesn't have a documented disability. And so we meet them where they're at. With a student who might have a documented disability, we might be talking about assistive technology in the classroom and outside. Cool. And so we have some resources with that, or for that rather. And we also, again, have this collaborative relationship with different offices on campus. TRIO, we like to say that we're kind of like a jack of all trades. And so we know a little bit about every area, but we also recognize that there are experts on campus. And so we rely on those experts in order to bring them to the table, to have conversations with students, to have conversations if needed with parents, just to make sure that, again, for the student, right? Because the resources are here. There's no doubt about that. But we want to make sure that the student feels comfortable at HBU and feels and recognizes and has the awareness of the resources that are here.
And tell us about your team and the TRIO Student Support Services. How many are there? What are their functions?
Yeah, so I have the privilege of working with like fantastic staff. And so I have within the program, like I said, we're funded to serve 140 students. So there are two success coaches and they each serve 70. So they split the cohort in half between the two of them. And then we have an administrative technician that does her work wonderfully and also contributes in a variety of ways. We try to work work in a very like flat way so that some of the traditional pieces that you might think a success coach has versus an administrative technician versus a director, I like to, you know, prepare us and equip the team in a way that the services are fluid for the student. And that means that I might do sometimes the work of the administrative technician, and the administrative technician might do the work of the success coach, and all within, like, you know, acceptable boundaries, but in a way that, like I said, is fluid and is helpful to the student.
And so TRIO, whereas it obviously targets that first gen student, it's not necessarily freshmen either. I mean, you're sticking with them in the 4 years of college, right?
Yes.
In the undergraduate program.
Yes. Thank you so much for asking me that, because that might be a misconception. So TRIO, definitely it's for the 4 year experience, and a student can come to us from day one that at the same time that they're applying to HBU, they're applying to TRIO. I've had students do that because they are familiar with TRIO, and because they're coming from Upward Bound, because they're coming from another program and or from another student support services from a 2 year college. And so they know TRIO, I'm TRIO, and therefore I want to be TRIO at HBU. And then we have students who don't find out about us until their senior year, and they want, you know, they
sure.
especially, you know, because we help with graduate school, admissions, financial aid, that, etc. And we also, in collaboration with Career and Calling, have conversations about career readiness. And so we serve incoming freshmen to graduating seniors and everybody in between, including transfer students.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that makes a student more proud than getting that degree. I think psychologically, every which way, mm-hmm. a person is different. Mm-hmm. They have a college degree. They mm-hmm. have a degree of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And they do learn things. It's mm-hmm. amazing what you'll learn in 4 years at college. They can learn about TRIO at hbu.edu/TRIO.
Mm-hmm.
And I might add that any student or any parent of a student that is watching today, listening today, who has a challenge, or maybe they're doing great, or maybe they're having some difficulty, all they have to do is reach out, correct?
Correct.
And the portal to do that primarily is hbu.edu/TRIO. It's on the site.
Yeah, they can find the application there, and they can find full contact information for me and all of my staff. And so if they have any questions about it, they can mail in the application, they can scan it in and email it to us. And students actually don't even, you know, a lot of the students that we're currently serving at one point, you know, they said, I'm not going to apply, I don't think that I qualify, right? Because you have to, well, am I first gen? Even any of the indicators can be, like I said, depending on the student's circumstances, just a little bit more complicated or a little bit more vague for their circumstances. And I always encourage every person, even if you think you don't qualify, apply. And many of my students have been pleasantly surprised to know, like, that in fact they can receive our services.
That's awesome. Now, the U.S. Department of Education funds this, so how often do they come and assess what you all are doing here?
Yeah. Well, the assessment piece happens every year, but the support piece through the Council for Opportunity in Education is ongoing. We're institutional members of COE, and so they have a wonderful staff, a very knowledgeable and capable staff that from day one has been a big support to me. Before I even hired any of my staff, it was me learning about the regulations and about the legislation and allowable services, because we have to work within the confines of what the legislators decide. And they do back it with research. So the things that we do are very, very much things that our students need and are appreciative of. And going back to what you were mentioning, the piece about the application, they can, I say, every student apply. And if the answer is yes, then that's great and you move forward. And actually, if the answer is no, we're not going to just leave it at no. We still connect those students like, okay, TRIO isn't for you, but other things are. Right. And we want to be able to connect them.
So. And you obviously interface with many different enrichment points at HBU.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, we're just so proud of what you're doing here at HBU. Did you actually inaugurate the program at HBU?
I'm the first director, yes. And I'm it's a position of privilege and it's a great blessing to me.
And before you were here, you were where in the nonprofit sector?
I was at the Posse Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from California. I've been a few places here and there.
Where in California?
The Los Angeles area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you like Houston?
I love Houston. I've liked it since day one, but I especially fell in love with it during and after, immediately after Hurricane Harvey, and just seeing how communities come together in a way that I've never seen.
There's no question. There's no place like Houston, Texas. And there's no place like the love and kindness of Houstonians. They stand out.
They do.
And I think I could have a little bit of gravitas saying that because I've been in hundreds of U.S. cities.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, Houston is very special. So you are not alone. There's all kinds of help no matter where you're at. You don't want to quit. I love Winston Churchill's famous commencement address, don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sat down. It's easy to quit. A lot of people quit every day. You don't have to quit, and you certainly don't want to quit in your academic pursuits. And so Christina Ramos and her team are waiting to help you in student success. It's called TRIO, and it's available for anyone and everyone to check out at hbu.edu/trio. We'll keep that on the screen. And remember, you can learn more about HBU by calling 281-649-3211. 281-649-3211. You'll find out why HBU is certainly unique. That faith element makes us super unique, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's so great to be able to pray with students.
Yes.
Not be censored for mm-hmm. praying with students.
Right.
Share that our love for Jesus Christ, who we believe is the embodiment of true intelligence, the creator of the universe, supersedes all academia. Mm-hmm. And that gives us hope, doesn't it?
A hope like no other.
Thank you for being with us, Christina.
Sure.
And thank your team. We're excited about what you're doing, and we're just with you all the way.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.